All right, well, sorry for the delayed opening. Our connection to the internet just went out, and I just restarted it, so it ought to be up in about 10 minutes or less. So you can always watch it later, too, after the upload. But praise the Lord, right? Amen. All right, well, if you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Living by Faith. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith. Safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith. Travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. Me day and night, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need you every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Down on
brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need you every hour through this pilgrim land. Protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just got to breathe before that last note.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen. Well, anybody have a pick of him or few? Yeah. Does it look like we're back online at this point in time? Okay, well, that's good. Praise the Lord. Welcome any online visitors. $3.42. Okay, let's see what's on $3.42. All right, Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Amen. Any other ones? 505? All righty. He touched me on 505. All right. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, And now I know he touched me and made me whole. Amen. Do you want to do another one or share or open in prayer? Open in prayer? Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we ain't got many here tonight. I've never been, huh? Okay. What's that? Sharon? Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Dear Father, we just, we honor and praise your holy name. We lift you up on high, God, and we just thank you for everything you've done for us, God. You're the almighty God, creator of all things. And we just lift up Sharon up to you, up to you tonight. Lord, they're putting on another medicine. And Lord, she's been in a lot of pain here lately. Lord, and we just pray that this medicine, it just takes this pain away. Lord, we just pray that you put a healing touch on Sharon, Lord, and just to get her healed back up, but she can get her back in church. Lord, we miss her. And Lord Jesus, just put that touch on her in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I got one. My daughter is father-in-law. He's suffering from dementia. You know how that is, Alzheimer's dementia, Parkinson maybe. He can't move. He fell and broke his arm. So he just can't do for himself no more. So they're going to put him in a place right now, maybe therapy or something like that. Hopefully he don't have to stay there for long. But you know, the wife, she just can't handle him. She's a little old bitty gal, about 4'11", and he's 200 pounds, and just picking him up and out of the chair, and he just can't do for himself no more. Well, that family's having a hard time to doing that. You know, that's like putting your dad or your mom in a home or something like that. And my daughter asked to lift them up, and they call him Bubba. His name is Richard Hester. But anyway, I'll lift him up tonight and just put him on. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up Renee, my daughter, and her husband, Wade Hester, and their family, Lord, as they got to put their dad into a place, a home, away from home, Lord. They've never been without him. And Lord, it's really hard on them, Lord. And first off, just we'd ask you to give them courage and strength and just watch over them. But Lord, just be with him. It's his first time away from family too, Lord. And it's just something that they have to do right now. And hopefully they don't have to stay that way. That he can come back home and get well, Lord. We just ask you to put a healing touch on him as we see this crazy disease take the mind of people, Lord. And Lord, you know why. You know all about that. A lot of us don't understand that, Lord. We just hate to see that. But the family suffers when their dad don't know who they are or where he's going, or coming or going. But Lord, we just lift that up to you tonight and just ask you to put that touch on that family, my daughter and her husband, Lord, and just we just give that to you. And may your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray.
Is that mic ain't working?
No,
it was working. I'm at working, man. Oh, gee. You got anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm coming up here.
Okay.
I'll do it.
You got it, brother.
We need to lift up Dallas. He's in the hospital with some kind of heart issues. And Roger, he just went through Roger Thornhill, or former member here. Huh? Thornton. Okay, Thornton. Okay. he did a heart catheterization, and I don't know what all they had to do. I haven't heard anything else. I haven't checked Facebook today to know if anything else was, you know, they found anything or what they did. And then I have my former brother-in-law, Pat, or Tab. His name is Tab. We call him Tab. His name is Travis. And his wife, Pat, are both in the hospital with COVID. And as far as I know, he's not getting very much oxygen, so I think they have him on some kind of ventilator. So we need to lift them up in prayer. So anything else?
Lily
has the COVID. Okay, so
Brother Lee don't know.
He don't know.
Bad, so they told him to stay away. So he already
good by Sunday, he said, but right now he needs
okay, to. Lily, our pastor's daughter, has tested positive for COVID, so pastor's staying away tonight, so he should be back Sunday if he hears anything. So we need to lift him up too, so let's just go to the Lord right now and just lift them up, all these ones I just mentioned, and maybe unspoken. Anybody's got those? Yeah, we have unspoken. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you, Lord, on giving you all the praise and honor and glory that we can, and we just thank you for everything that you've gave us in our lives. And Lord, we just lift up Dallas to you with his heart issues. Whatever, we just ask you to guide the hands that are trying to figure that out and give that family peace. We also lift up Roger to you. Just had a heart catheterization. You know all the ins and outs about all that and what's happened there, and we just lay him at your feet, Lord. He is a very godly man, former deacon of this church, and Lord, we just lay him at your feet and just help him and be with Lois as she tries to take care of him. Just give her what she needs to do it. Just give him supernatural rest and supernatural courage and just whatever there he needs. And then I ask you to be with my brother-in-law, Travis. We call him Tab, in the hospital with COVID also. And I think on the ventilator, but I'm not real sure. And his wife, Pat, is also. And I don't have a lot of other information other than that. But just lay that at your feet. And we lift up Lily. Lord, that she did test positive for COVID, and so the pastor is staying home. We just lift him up to you. We ask you just to put your guardian angel around him, keep him safe, keep him free from any of the germs or bugs that can affect him, and keep him out of your house to preach your word. We so miss him tonight doing a study on Revelations. It's just awesome. That's what words you have gave him to instruct us on how to look and how to feel and how to see what's coming in the future, so we know how to present it to those of us around us. And Lord, we just lift all this up to you. We lift up these unspoken. Everybody's got unspokens. We just lay them at your feet and just pray your will be done in each and every one of them situations. And we lift up this school. We lift up our school. We lift up this church. We just pray for the numbers to start growing. And Lord, and all these little kids we got coming, we just thank you for them. And just thank you for blessing us with them. Lord, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If we don't have anything else, I guess we're going to just close in prayer and everybody can go home. All right.
Anybody have a Bible verse they want to share?
Anybody got a Bible verse they want to share before we go? I had one. Here, you'll hold this. He's going. I'll look here too. I've got it somewhere. Second Timothy 4:1-2. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at this appearing of his kingdom. Preach the word, in season, be in season, kind of relates to tonight, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. Amen.
You know, I write down all kind of stuff that I like, you know. But anyway, I got verses I love. It says, Psalm 37:5, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust in him, and he will help you, okay? And then I got Psalms 37:23-24. The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will not fall. For the Lord holds them by the hands. Amen. You got one? I'll hold the mic for you.
You want me to do it on the mic?
Yeah, come on.
May the God who gives endorsement and encouragement give you a strength to unite amongst yourselves as you follow Jesus Christ. Romans 15:5.
What you got, Sissy? I tell you, like I told you, I write a lot of things down. I wrote something else down. You know, there's no storm that God won't carry you through.
No bridge that God won't help you cross. No battle that God won't help you win. And no heartache that God won't help you let go of. He is so much bigger than anything you will face today. Leave everything in His hands and embrace this day, confidently knowing that He will take care of you. Amen. So, let me see, man. I can go on for days here now. You know, you ever... I'm going to get my thing. I like this. Y'all probably know what this song is, but I'm going to just say it, and y'all tell me what it is. It says, "Who am I that the Lord of all the earth will care to know my name? Who cares to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I'm a flower, quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am. I'm yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin will look upon me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calms the sea will call out through the rain and calm the storm in me?" Who sings that? What group do you think? Yeah, Casting Crowns. Casting Crowns. That's a big song, man. I listen to that song all the time. It's beautiful, you know. Yeah, but who am I? Who am I? Yeah, who am I? You know, you'll say that, who am I? I'm nobody. But God, a child of God, but yeah, I'm nobody to this world. You got anything you want to go on? You good? All right. I wrote something else down. Our first response must be to believe in God rather than measuring our goodness. God is good. No, God is looking at our faith and our willingness to follow Him and to follow God, you know, every day. Well, I've already talked enough. I mean, I could go on, but I won't be quiet. You want to close out? Okay. Jeremiah, you got anything?
Share just a really quick little deal. I was listening to a Turning Point app this morning with Dr. David Jeremiah, and he was sharing. It's one of the older messages. I'm still playing catch up. But anyways, he just a short illustration. He talked about this lady that was going on an airplane, and he said, depending on which way you sit in an airplane, you can look out of one window and the sky is completely dark, and then you can look out of another window the other side and see a nice beautiful sunset. And she was sitting on the side that was facing the dark, I think, or something like that. But anyways, you know, she just kind of took that as, you know, I guess with God speaking to her, just saying, hey, you know, no matter which window you look out of, this plane is going to Chicago or wherever it was going, you know, and just to apply that to a spiritual sense, you know, no matter what's going on in our lives on earth, you know, for us that are saved, you know, no matter which way it looks like, you know, you think you're going, this plane's going to heaven, you know.
Amen.
And yeah, so it was just a real encouraging word for folks who might be going through a hard time.
That's right. Amen. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, God's here tonight. No matter if it's just, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, God's here. You know, I've never been in a church with this less few people in my life. But I hope there's a whole bunch online listening to us. But we, you know, we've done it's all for the glory of God. And, amen. And Jeremiah and Lori. And they're always here doing their work. Thank you for them. But anyway, I guess we're going to close and, you know, just pray the Lord that, like Bobby said, you know, we get more people in here back to church, you know, Sunday night and Wednesday night. And just to listen to the word, you know, and just to ask God to bless this church and to be with these teachers next door is, you know, they're a shorter teacher and they're trying to fill in. So that's pretty tough being a substitute. And just be with this young lady having this baby. The baby does well and she gets back to work. All right. All right, I'll close this out. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, again for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. And we just thank you for everything you've given us, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, our home, our job, the sky, the tree, the ground we walk on. God, it's all about you, Lord, and we thank you again for just letting us be here tonight and worshiping you in Jesus' name. Amen.